Tell us all about Wassail, because it's an ancient ritual, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very ancient custom. It goes back to the Anglo-Saxons, and it goes back to pagan times, which means in this country that dates it between the 300s and the introduction of Christianity in the 500s. So you're talking well over 1,000 years old.
Now explain to us what's going to happen later this evening here at Outwood.
Well, we're going to go up to the community orchard in a big fiery procession of torches and making lots of noise. The important thing is to make lots of noise. You're letting the trees know you're coming. Because, you see, we're approaching the trees as the Anglo-Saxons would approach another farmstead after dark or at dusk. And if they weren't invited, they always made lots of noise. They called out so people knew they were coming with friendly intent. If you came quietly, you were being stealthy, and that meant no good. And so a householder would be quite justified in setting the dogs or his men at arms on you. It's to remind them that it's time they stopped their winter slumber and got down to an honest day's work doing some photosynthesizing and making apples. The word wassail comes from Anglo-Saxon, and it's two words actually, wes, which means was, be, or do, and we still retain the modern usage of was, but it could also mean be or do, and hail means health. But it also means wholeness. Both whole and health come from the same root, hail. We still talk rather old-fashionedly of somebody looking hale and hearty, and it means they're whole and they're healthy. To be whole was to be healthy. The Anglo-Saxons had this holistic approach to the body, and when you met somebody, you would greet them with wassail, which means, how are you, literally. If they were a householder and they invited you to their home and made you a guest, guesthood was conferred on you if they offered you a drink, because then you take food and drink, or give food and drink, and then you're guest and host, and that gives each is entitled to the protection of the other. The reply was, drink ale, I drink my health, I drink your health. We still talk of drinking healths. When you wassail a tree, you put bread in the cider and put it in the crook of the tree. Sometimes it would be fresh bread, sometimes it would be toasted. This is the origin of drinking toasts. And this wassail bowl was made from a single piece of apple wood from a tree in Blean in Kent that was blown down in the great hurricane. And the tree itself was over 140 years old, because, as you can see, it's a big block, but that's only half the width of it. And you only got such trees when they were the household trees of a farm that had been there for a while, because commercial orchards, they used to cut the trees down when they got too big and plant new ones. They were more productive. But getting a piece of apple wood this big was rarer than hen's teeth. It's bound in silver, done by a local silversmith, and we had that done in the year 2000, so it's got the millennium hallmark on it to indicate that it's a custom from the old days, but it's going forward into the 21st century. As you can see, it looks vaguely like a rather squat chalice. It's this shape because we do actually pass it around and drink from it. Travelling through the mire, O master and missus, pray you be within. For if you're not, we'll have to go some other place, I know. And it's your wassail, and it's our wassail, and it's joy be to you, and a jolly wassail. And here's to the maid in the lily-white smock, who trips to the door and pulls back the lock, who trips to the door and pulls back the pin, and lets all us jolly wassailers in. For it's your wassail, and it's our wassail, and it's joy be to you, and a jolly wassail. There was an old man, and he had an old cow, and how for to keep her he didn't know how. He built him a barn for to keep his cow warm, and a drop or two of cider will do to us no harm. No harm, boys, harm. No harm, boys, harm. And a drop or two of cider will do to us no harm. The girt dog a lang pot, he burnt his long tail, and this is the night we go singing wassail. Good master and missus, now we must be gone. We'll come no more into your house until another year. And it's your wassail, and it's our wassail, and it's joy be to you, and a jolly wassail. Wassail!
Wassail!
We will now wassail the tree. Here's cider for the tree. For the robins. Stand fast, twig. Bear well, top. God send thee a yowling crop. Every twig, apples big. Every bough, apples enow. Hats full, caps full, half bushel bags full, and my pockets full too. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Huzzah!